This is Unhurried, and I'm your host, Doug Kyle. You know, life can feel like a race, rushing to the next thing, never time to reflect. But there is incredible value in slowing down with God to take in His perspective, His presence, His pace. Welcome to Unhurried, the podcast. This is episode 14. I'd like to welcome you and thank you so much for joining us today. Hey, and you're glad you came too, because this is a special treat. Today, we've been talking about doing this for a while, but today we're actually going to do a little discussion, an interview. So I have Ryan Viramontes in the studio with me, the studio being my office. And he's here, and so I want to talk a little bit about it because he's sort of the wizard behind the whole Unfinished podcast. We've known each other for over 8 years now. He serves here at the church, Green Valley, as well, in the worship, as a worship leader, as a worship pastor, and there are few people that make me laugh as much as you do, Ryan, so I'm really glad to have you here. We've known each other for several years, so tell me a little bit about how's it feel to be on this side of the podcast. You're now, and usually you're behind the scenes making all the magic happen, but now you get to be interviewed. Nice to have you on this side.
Yeah, very nerve-wracking. I'm very nervous, but you know, I'm excited to see, you know, what happens today. So
you can sing if you want to. I know you always tell me you feel like you're better at singing than speaking, although that's not true.
Yeah, I often say that I'm like, I feel more comfortable doing it. You know, I get nervous when I have to kind of talk, you know, I don't know what I'm going to say or something, you know?
Well, if you know Ryan from our church, he is a really gifted worship leader, but he also is just, he's a genius of creativity behind the scenes. And so it's been really fun getting to know him all these years. He's a guy that, he also plays hockey.
Yeah.
I went to actually see you play a match a week and a half ago or so. That was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and now, you know, you're a podcast a guest. So great to have you here. Why did you want to do a podcast? What was the vision behind this? Because you more than me wanted to do this. You're the one that was saying we need to do this, Doug. We need to do this. Why was that?
There's conversations that we have during the week, and when you're talking about a new series or you're talking about, you know, what you're going to speak about on Sunday. And I wanted people to kind of see the process behind it all. You know, sometimes from Sunday to Sunday, you know, and I don't like to use the word performance, but like it often seems like that sometimes, because not everybody gets to see the behind the scenes and how we get here. And, you know, I send the songs out in advance and the worship team learns them and works on them, and now I'm talking to them throughout the week and all of the things, and we're talking throughout the week on, oh, I think I'm going to go this way in my message, or and so, you know, I wanted to kind of let people in kind of inside the baseball a little bit, where you're like, this is how I get to work on my sermons, or this is the process of going through all of that. And I enjoy that so much, I thought, well, maybe other people would too, you know? So that was kind of the thought process behind it all.
Yeah, well, you were pushing me for quite a while. I mean, pushing is too strong of a word, but you were recommending it. You're saying this could really work, and I think you saw it before I did, and you envisioned it. So what did you envision happening? Because it sort of has its own style. It has its own kind of, you know, niche, if you will.
Right.
Is this what you envisioned, or what did you envision when we were starting this out?
I guess my main vision was it to have people see another side of you that not maybe a lot of people get to. You know, the Monday through Saturday Doug versus the Sunday to Sunday Doug, you know, where you're speaking and you're giving your message and you're going through the series that we're in and all the other things, where it's more, you know, kind of, you know, off the cuff, you know, where you're just having a conversation, which I enjoy so much, that we get to have throughout the week. And so I was like, well, maybe, you know, other people I think would enjoy that too. And then you get to kind of see another side of you too, which is kind of cool. And then also, you know, creatively too, you can kind of take it wherever you want to take it. You know, it was kind of a free for all as far as you've done some episodes that have not gone along with your series. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I say so myself, those have kind of been somewhat of my favorite ones that I've gone, you know, these are the ones that I kind of still think about from time to time.
Well, this will be one of those.
There we go.
This is a little bit different take here doing the interview. We'll see how this one goes.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if this one's going to be my favorite. The other ones when you were by yourself.
This is good. You know, I feel like a big shift happened early on when we changed the name.
Yes.
Because you and Noah and myself were talking about a lot about what's the flavor of the podcast, and that's really captured in the name. And we were going, I was going one direction, and then you kind of felt like that title hadn't landed yet.
You're right.
And you gave me a list, I remember like about 8 or 10 different names that you just had middle of the night brainstormed. And we landed on one that you recommended, which was Unhurried. And that sort of ended up really catching capturing the flavor of the podcast. Yeah. The Unhurried, the idea that we're looking at these, the stuff I talk about on Sunday, but in a more relaxed and a deeper way. It fit perfectly with Unhurried, but also the culture we live in seems so fast-paced.
Right.
And we don't have time to really stop and really go deeper with the scriptures and with God and with our relationship with Him. And so it worked perfectly. And I'm just so grateful for that insight that you had early on. And it sort of has caught on,
yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like that's kind of our relationship, you know, where you kind of set the tone and you have this kind of bigger idea in things in the church and in things that we do as far as series or where we're going to go on a Sunday. And then I kind of am able to kind of work in between you setting kind of the tone and the big picture. And then I'm able to kind of then put in the little details as we go along, you know, and how the service is going to flow and what, you know, bumpers and videos are we going to use. And you know, Noah also is our kind of our third, you know, and, you know, what graphics he's using, how I can relate to that in the songs and how that sets up the message and how it, you know, how we come back on and sing another song after your message and support that and support those main themes. And so when I was kind of thinking about the name of the podcast, I was like, I don't know. It doesn't sound like Doug to me, if that made sense. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted it to kind of be something that was uniquely you, but then also felt, you know, kind of like our church, but then also you could then take it in multiple directions, you know, wherever you want to go with it. So,
yeah.
You know, give you the freedom, if that made sense.
Yeah. It was a great change. And I think once we landed on that, everything started to fall in place, started to take shape. Well, have there been any surprises to you along the way? Now this is our 14th episode.
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm surprised we get past one. So that's one surprise. I'm surprised that people more than your mom and my mom listen. We both knew we could kind of talk our moms into listening.
Yeah, should we give a shout out? Hi, mom.
yeah. Hi, Joan. If you're listening, hi, Joan.
Hey, Monica.
Monica and Joan get special recognition because we knew you would listen.
Right.
But we've actually had more than that. So what has surprised you about this now that we're 14 weeks into it?
Yeah, what surprised me the most is I guess I was hopeful and I knew people were going to be listening, but just actually seeing the analytics side of it, now that we're able to kind of, you know, from our host website and all the other things, like be able to track, literally track, you know, how people are listening or where they're listening from. That's been, I think, the most awesome part of it, where I was hopeful that that was going to happen and I was praying that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, anything, you know, you just never know sometimes, but knowing that people are following along with you and talking with people on Sundays, that's been awesome. Where it's been like, you know, people, I think even last week, someone just told me that they were like, why didn't we do this earlier? And I was like, I don't know. Like, I was like, the idea came to me late, you know, like,
you were saying, so, I don't know why Doug didn't agree earlier because yeah, I've been telling him to do this for
all.
A while.
Not at all.
Yeah.
No, I just think we weren't there, you know, as far as technology, you know, here at the church. And then we weren't, you know, there as far as our, you know, workflow in ministry, you know, and so it just, I think it lined up perfectly with timing and everything like that. And so it works, you know, yeah. So it was great. Yeah.
Well, last week, one thing that kind of surprises me about this is just how, raw it kind of feels, you know. On Sunday morning, I feel more planful about what I'm going to say and a little bit more structured. And this feels, it took me a little bit to get used to that. And every time I leaned into that, Ryan, you were telling me, no, that's what you need to do. That's exactly what works in a podcast. So, but for example, last week I was listening to the podcast after it got published.
Right.
And I realized I called it unfinished rather than unhurried. So it's not the if anybody caught that was supposed to be a little Easter egg for you to find, and no one told me about it, but apparently I did in fact say that. And but the podcast is called Unhurried, Not Unfinished.
Right.
But that does kind of maybe works a little bit too, because hopefully there's more ahead, you know, that we're not done yet.
Yeah.
There's still more. What would you like to see us still do? What's ahead as far as what you can picture?
Yeah. I mean, the thing that for me that sticks out is probably more, you know, social media engagement. You know, we really don't have anything set up like that right now.
Right.
You know, so it's all been kind of word of mouth or just suggested on, you know, whatever streaming platform people are listening to it. I would love to see that. And then also video, you know, I think that would be kind of cool, you know, to do a kind of simultaneous, you know, podcast, but also video that goes along with it.
If this was on video right now, you would see me smirking about that because I'm not sure. I think I have a face for audio podcasts.
I do not agree with that.
All right. But you have mentioned that before, the video. So that may be coming.
It might be coming in the future. I think, you know, we'll see. Maybe we'll get there, you know, eventually. But I think it would be another way for people to engage, you know, with us. You know, we can go up on, you know, YouTube, and then it'll still be on all the other streaming platforms too, you know, so...
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I think you're a natural, Ryan, at being at this side of the, so we'll have to do this again. There's actually, you and I've talked about a handful of people that would be kind of fun to interview and get you, back on this. And maybe along the way, we'll get some other people, involved too, that you get to hear from. We thought after 13 episodes, this being our 14th, that it'd be kind of fun for you guys to see a little bit behind the scenes, what led to this, what's motivating us, what we're trying to accomplish, and also get to know Ryan a little bit better, because I mention him almost every podcast, thanking him for his behind the scenes putting this together, and the technology and the sound engineering and all of that. So I wanted you to get to know him on this side. So thank you, Ryan,
of course, for joining us. Thank you for having me.
This has been Unhurried, the podcast. I'm Doug Kyle, your host. This is our 14th episode, and we look forward to talking soon.